Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, big welcome, please. You've entered the comics comic, but this is the Bricklayer's Accountant. Big welcome, please, for Arnold Brown. Yeah, all right.
Good evening, my name's Arnold Brown, and I'm the comedian with a cult following. Why not? The cult following me at the moment is a Hare Krishna movement, and I wish they'd leave me alone. The other thing about my act is, if there's anything you don't understand, please regard it as significant. Thank you for coming along tonight and seeing us on stage. Not television, live, human beings. You remember human beings, we used to be big in the 60s. But fashion's changed, 1981, the International Year of the Disabled, in the White House, Ronald Reagan. The thinking man's Gerald Ford. In Downing Street, Margaret Thatcher, the self-confessed guy of one. Shirley Williams and her friends leading the Labour Party to form the Radical Don't Knows. Rupert Murdoch saying to his wife, back in a few minutes, just going out to get some cigarettes and a paper. A new member of the royal family, Barbara Cartland. Cruelty without beauty. They're closing the schools down, your red t-shirt, now see the film. Educationally extreme comprehensives, clever teachers being kept back by the not-so-bright colleagues. The census in April, the only way the unemployed can get jobs nowadays is by counting each other. Proud parents are putting the names down at birth for the social security offices. The right social security office. 2.5 million unemployed, the people mountain. But I'm all right because I'm selfish. My agent's got a fantastic bit of business lined up for me. You've heard of Exit. Society for Voluntary Euthanasia. I've been picked to do the first commercial. They tell me it might be a one-off. But you've got to go where the work is now, kiddies. I want to make a personal protest. As we sit here happily laughing at my jokes. Next door in Women's Review Bar, 175 Japanese businessmen are lusting over our women. And you're doing nothing about it. I want to tell you, my family didn't evade national service in 2 World Wars, but that kind of thing happened. Where did patriotism go? Where did Lord Rukin go? Did he spend New Year with the other quislings like Blunt, Hollis, Don Reedy, Michael Caine? And I care about these things because I must reveal myself. I'm Scottish. Why not? And Jewish? Not sure how to react, are you? Liberals, eh? Still worried, eh? Two racial stereotypes for the price of one, perhaps the best value in the West End today. Perhaps not. People ask me about being Jewish. No, they don't. At the end of 1980, I noticed with a smile the death of Oswald Mosley, the Busby Barclay of British fascism. Or was he the Roman Polanski? We'll never know. Anyway, it got me thinking, and I questioned myself, Arnold, yes? Being Jewish, it must mean more than just this inner compulsion you have to buy all Barry Manilow's records. Or see the jazz singer 7 times in the 1 week. And I thought proudly, Freud, Marx, Einstein, wonderful people, they're Jewish, I'm Jewish. I dropped their name at cocktail parties. Why not? The Keith Joseph and Milton Friedman, they're not Jewish. I have categorical proof to the contrary. I told you I was Scottish. I went back to my hometown of Glasgow recently. You know Glasgow at the moment under the Tories, the deprivation, the 2-year waiting list for people who want to vandalise telephone kiosks? On the building, the plaque still hangs in the wind. 1936 to 1956, Arnold Brown was socially deprived here. I remember watching my father going up. That's wrong. That's impossible, Arnold. This is what they call improvisation. I saw him working long hours in his second-hand fruit shop. In particular, I noticed the sign in the window, melons guaranteed only one previous owner. There was no picnic in Glasgow being Jewish. He's on at that again. No football team to support. I remember the schizophrenia of the annual Scotland versus Israel match. What should I do, Rabbi? I remember the difficulty in my family of my father being a teetotaler. And the shame on Saturday nights of him being constantly thrown into pubs. I was a cultured kid, but there was no literature in my house except the Rent book. So at age of 16, I ran off to Greece to finish my first letter to the Times. Why not? I came back, 16 and a half, I couldn't find a place. I was sitting in my Glasgow tenement building one evening reading the Lighting Up Times in the original Gaelic. You too, sir? When a group of drunken revelers ran by the window, singing a Glasgow street song I hadn't heard before, I Belong to Mensa. Who are these people, I asked my mother and father. These people are all the middle class. How do you join? Easy? Buy the Observer. So I bought the Observer, struggled with the adverts, carried it around for 6 months, was accepted into membership. And here I am, happily, proudly even, living in Hampstead, London, NW Twee. So different from Glasgow kiddies, so radical chic, the people in the council houses. I've got a second council house in Wales that go to the weekend. In Hampstead we meet the social taboos of our time head on. I'm talking about the subject of, aspiring for you now, video. You know the dilemma, you want to watch your favourite TV programme and you've also been invited out to your to that fantastic dinner party. And Hanson has solved it. Yes, kiddies, we stay and watch the TV programme. Yes, you've guessed it. Next evening, we watch a video of the dinner party. Why not? I'm going to finish my performance here. My happening, my apparition, whatever you want to call it. An observation. The people of this country have been bamboozled. By dyslexic comedians who cannot finish their act properly and are trying to improvise. The people of this country, this is a recording by the way, we can do it again. The people of this country can be these unemployment figures, these terrible unemployment figures have been issued as a smokescreen to divert people's attention away from the royal wedding.
Okay, Arnold Brown, right?